Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2750, first written January 4th, 2021. Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Beginnings. The beginning of a new year. The beginning of life. The beginning of a marriage. The beginning of a new school year. The beginning of a new job. A new house. A new school. A new teacher, a new congregation, a new life in Christ. We celebrate so many new beginnings. They are often a journey with a bit of uneasiness and fear. Sometimes a person hopes that they are made the right decision. New beginnings. And here we are at the start of a brand new year. Last year certainly didn't turn out the way a lot of people planned or hoped for or wanted, but we made it. We had to make some adjustments. We had a few setbacks. We struggled. But here we are at a brand new year. What will this year be like this year? Will it be any different? Will it be better? For some, a new year is nothing more than the flipping of a calendar to a new date. That's about it. But for others, a lot of thought, planning, and resolving goes into the next year. Steps are being made to make things better. And with these steps comes careful, needful changes, both on the inside and the outside around us. The self-driven person doesn't wait for someone else to start making changes. He makes changes whether others do or not. He wants to improve and do better, and most times it shows. I've seen that through the years in many people. I do not know if they were built around resolutions at the start of the year or not. Many times these changes are a result of a sermon or a private conversation. The honest and good heart is always seeking to do things better. Here's my list of things that you can try this year as we start a new year. Find some challenging spiritual books to read. Not Christian fiction, but things of substance that will help you, strengthen you, and challenge you. The books you choose do not have to be newly published. There's a mountain of old books that are wonderful to read. I've read years ago that you will be exactly as you are 5 years from now, except for the people you hang out with and the books that you read. Always, always put the Bible first. Always include the Bible. Secondly, try something new spiritually. Try to memorize some passages. Try leading singing. Start first in your home. Watch how others do it and see if you can get it right. Write up some lessons to be given on a Wednesday night. Think about who you want to invite in your home for hospitality, but try something different than what you've always done. Thirdly, maybe this is the year that you need to step up and serve as a shepherd of God's people or as one of the deacons or servants. The church certainly needs more and more gifted leaders. Begin the year with a serious, concentrated study of leadership. Lots of great material will help you get your thinking in the right direction. Talk to your current shepherds. Learn, observe, then step up and join the ranks of helping the people of God. Next, find a new routine, whether it's sitting in a different pew, reading from a different version, or singing without looking at the words. Bring freshness and life to your worship with God. Start a spiritual journal and record your thoughts. Make a list of people you want to encourage and share the gospel with this year. So many ways to start new. This could be the year that makes a real difference in your spiritual journey. This could be the year that the Lord works through you to make a difference in the lives of others. But one has to put forth some energy, some thought, and some planning into this. Without that, we'll be a year older, but not any better. These are things that we can always work upon. Thank you for listening.